Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. Hey, family, what's going on? I hope everyone is doing well. You know what's up. Come on in our room. Go ahead and drop your bags. I know a lot of you probably been shopping and, you know, going ahead and getting those Christmas presents for your family and friends and loved ones. And it's been kind of busy, right? It's been a lot. But anyway, just go ahead and get you something warm and soothing to drink and have a sit down in our room. Prop your feet up. Just go ahead and get all nestled in. Get your favorite throw blanket. You know, you can wrap this stuff up. If you have a fireplace, honey, that's even a good bonus right there. You sitting right there in front of that fireplace and just enjoying the quietness and the peacefulness, right? So take a deep breath in and exhale slow. Hey, what's up? What's going on, family? How are you all doing? I hope everyone is doing amazing. I missed you all. How was your Thanksgiving, everybody? I hope everyone had a peaceful, pleasant, just a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I know it was a little bit different this year versus how it has been in the past for you guys. But just be grateful. And I'm pretty sure you all have been, you know, thanking God for yet another year, another Thanksgiving, another holiday. And I hope that you guys had taken advantage of, you know, the platform, meaning that you connected with your family, you know, via Zoom or any other streamlines out there, you know, just to see their faces. And I mean, even though they're not physically there with you, but yet you still can see each other, you can hear each other, you talk to each other and all that good stuff. I know I have come across a couple of videos where I've seen people actually reconnected with family that way, you know, and it kind of eased the tension a little bit, you know, and it was kind of fun for them. It was different, but it was fun. And they fellowshiped together. They laughed together. They created memories together and all those great things. So, you know, it all how you take it in, right? You know, we take the good with the bad and we take the bad with the good and all that good stuff. And at the end of the day, it's still, you know, it's been a blissful, quiet, peaceful Thanksgiving. And let me tell you guys, I initially had set up my episode for last week. I already had it set up. It was ready to go. But there was some technical difficulties going on. Not on my end, but I guess with, you know, with the platform that I'm using and with the app or what have you. And it just was not loading. It was just not doing what it was supposed to do. And so I just left it alone, gave it a couple of days, came back. And, the technical issue seemed like it was resolved and I went forward. And I see that I had, you know, duplicated the episode like two or three times or what have you. And so I had deleted, you know, what I had duplicated because I didn't really need that many. And I went on to, you know, proceed, you know, put title and, you know, put the description of the episode, all that good stuff. And as I was getting ready to, you know, forward out to my group pages and all of that, it let me know it didn't have an audio. So that was kind of confused. I was like, huh? And I was like, what happened? And so bottom line is I deleted my audio by accident. I mean, there was duplicates. Yes, I deleted the ones that I didn't need. But unfortunately, I guess I got trigger happy and not realizing that one was the one that I needed. And so, you know, I was a little bit perturbed by that. But at the end of the day, you said, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to get this message out and I'm not going to let this thing defeat me. You know, there, you know, and I'm here and I'm grateful and we're going to get this thing started. So the topic for this week, which was for last week, which I actually had wanted to send out on New Year's. I'm not saying New Year's, Lord, Thanksgiving Eve was called Take Your Eyes Off It. Take your eyes off it. And what I mean by that is that, of course, we have been looking at, you know, the pandemic, how it has caused people, how it has caused a lot of disturbance in a lot of people's lives, how it has affected people's lives and people's careers, people's health. And even outside of that, you know, people have been looking at, you know, family drama and issues and looking at relationships and all those things. And it has caused a lot of strain, a lot of stress, a lot of pressure, a lot of confusion, a lot of hurt, a lot of anger, a whole lot of stuff. Your emotions has been like a roller coaster. It's been going up and down, all around everything. And yet you still haven't found any kind of satisfaction. So I wanted to basically remind you all that, you know, in order for you to seek happiness or to see change or to see any positivity around you or come in your way, you have to be the one to take your eyes off the issues. Take your eyes off of it. And what is that it? Well, let's start with hurt. Take your eyes off the hurt. Take your eyes off the pain. Take your eyes off what people have done to you and how they continue to hurt you. Take your eyes off their words. You know, they say it, but their actions totally contradicts what they say. You know, you believe what they say, but at the same time, you doubt what they say. And, you know, that could be a little bit distracting too, you know, because some people are all about the words. You know, you say you're going to do this, so I believe what you say. I believe that you're going to follow up what you say, but 9 times out of 10, we get disappointed. We get disappointed by what people say they were going to do, but they never did. And, you know, that does hurt, you know, because, you know, you invested your time with that person. You invested your time with that in that relationship or what have you. And here they are, you know, still playing mind games with you, saying that they changed or that, you know, they apologize or, you know, that they are, you know, they realize the error of their ways, you know, and all these things. But yet, you know, they still continue to do the same thing, man. And I get it. It's very frustrating and it's, you know, it's tiresome. It's tiresome in your heart and your mind and your soul, because it takes a lot out of you to really go ahead and give that person another chance to get it right, you know? And yet we are, as a body of Christ, we are supposed to forgive, you know, 7 times 70. We're supposed to continuously forgive and forgive and forgive. And I admit it can be a little bit overwhelming. It can be a little taxing sometimes, you know, because, you know, it's like, man, when are the people going to grow up? When are they ever going to get it? When are they ever going to realize what they're doing and how it's affecting, you know, how is it affecting me or our household, or our family, or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, you realize that there's nothing you can do about people's actions or people's behavior or people's response. You know, there's nothing you can do about it, because you see that they still have some issues. But guess what? You have issues too. Okay? They have issues. You got issues too. But the difference between you and them, and when it comes to the issues, that you acknowledge your issues and you you are giving your issues to God, because you want him to help you. You want him to come in and clean you out. You want him to deliver you from your mess, from yourself, from, you know, from the issues, you know, that you've been, you know, dealing with for a minute, right? But that person that's causing all this strife or contributing to that, to that stress in your life or whatever, they still not there yet. Okay. You got to understand, they are not there yet. Okay. And you cannot continue to waste your time waiting for them to, like, see the light, because it's not going to happen on your timetable. How about that? It's not going to happen on your timetable. And that's why we get so easily frustrated and so angry at ourselves, or so angry at that person and irritated and all that stuff, because it's like, when the heck are you ever going to get it right? You know what I'm saying? Because you want it done your way and in your terms. And God does not work that way with us. Okay. He's not going to work with you with that type of mindset and that type of behavior, because that's not godly love anyway. You know, it's all selfish. It's all selfish, doing. You know, you want it done this way, and if it don't happen your way, then you don't want to be bothered. You don't want to showcase God's love, because it didn't work out the way you had wanted in the first place. You want that person to get their attitude together, get delivered, get saved, whatever it is, you know, and since it ain't happened yet, then you like, I ain't gonna show no love. I ain't gonna forgive. I ain't gonna forget what they did and how they treated me, this, that, or whatever. And that is so not how, that's so not cool. Okay, so, you know, you will continue to keep your eyes on that pain, on the memories of what that person have said and done and all those things. And so And especially if you've been dealing with this issue for a long time, man, for a long, long time, you know it is deeply rooted in your heart, in your mind. And you definitely need God to help you to uproot that core, uproot that issue, you know, out of your heart immediately, as soon as possible. Because if not, then, you know, that's going to prolong you from, you know, achieving the things that God has for you. You know, it's going to prolong you from, you know, walking directly towards your destiny. You will get there eventually, hopefully, before, you know, you leave this earth, but it's going to be a little longer because you still continue on, you know, doing tug of war here. You know, you give it to God, but yet you're still holding on to the other end of that issue. And, you know, you expect God to do it, but at the end, you're still tugging back and you want to try to do it because you don't trust God enough to know that, you know, he has it all already taken care of. He knows exactly how to penetrate the heart of those people that have caused some hurt and pain to your life. And we fail to realize that God is fully aware of what those persons or that person has done to you or what they continue to do. He is fully aware of the tears that has fallen down from your face. He's fully aware of the times that you were in your closet or in the bathroom or in your garage or wherever you were, and you cried and you screamed and you prayed to God, and you didn't even have no words. You just let it all hang out. He's fully aware of how it has hurted you, how it has broken you down, broken your spirit, all those things. He's fully aware of that, beloved. So trust me, he's taking it all in account right now. He has taking it all in account, but he just wants you to trust him and not get blinded, right? Not lose focus, you know, on the pain, on the hurt, you know, on the betrayal, on the mistrust, all of that stuff. He wants us to take our eyes off of the pain and put our eyes on him, who is the healer. He is the healer and he is the deliverer, right? And every single day we need him. We need him. We need him every second, every minute, every hour of the day. We need him daily to help us with our issues, with ourselves. That's why I said, you know, you can't control what people do. What they do to you is not your responsibility, but how you treat others is definitely your responsibility, right? So again, if that person has been, you know, trifling, or they still continue to act shady, grady, they still continue to manipulate and trick you and all that stuff or whatever, honey, leave them be. Leave them be. You know, put it, you know, pray over them that, you know, that they will get delivered, that they will get healed from their hurt, from their brokenness, you know, from their past, you know, and continue to speak goodness over their life, you know, and whether you say it directly to them, like I speak goodness over your life or what have you, which is fine. But if not, if you're not really ready to do that yet, then you could just say it in your heart and speak it in, you know, to the Lord and say, Lord, I speak blessings over this person's life. I speak blessings over my mom or my husband or my sister or my dad or whoever, you know, that has been causing this disturbance or this strife in your life. But you need to take your eyes off of that hurt. Take your eyes off of that pain. Take your eyes off of that wound or wounds. Take your eyes off of the scars. You know, let God be your healer and your deliverer. Okay, he can remove those scars. He can heal, make you brand new again. And I know what our hearts has been broken so many, many times that we can't even figure out how to put it back together. But here's the thing, you can't. You can put your heart back together, but God knows how to do it. He'll give you a brand new heart. How about that there, right? He can restore you real quick if you want him to, right? He'll give you rest in the midst of chaos. He really would do that for you. So yes, take your eyes off the hurt. The next thing I want to bring to your attention to take your eyes off the past. I just mentioned that, you know, we constantly go back in time, man. We go back in time and we think about what those people have done to us. In a way, I would say that, you know what? I'm glad Thanksgiving was not as it used to be in the past, you know, like it was before, because this gives people, I hope that it has given people a little bit more time to really look at the value of family and to really, you know, just count their blessings, man. Like really look at the love of what family is all about. Because I know in the previous Thanksgivings, family comes from all over the place, and you got families, you know, relatives, cousins you haven't seen, or people in your family that you love but you hate at the same time, you know, because you don't want to have anything to do with them. They're gonna come up with some drama, with some garbage or whatever. You know, they're always moody. They're this, that, that, whatever. You know, and there have been some Thanksgivings where it was not a peaceful Thanksgiving. Come on with somebody. Yeah, you know, at the beginning it's fine, it's cool and all, but then after a while, you know, somebody mentions something that happened 20 years ago, or something happened with their mama, or something happened with their dad, or whatever the case may be, and you start opening up that box again, and then all hell breaks loose. Family argue, pointing finger and blaming, and they storming out the house and this, that, or whatever, you know, and your Thanksgiving is pretty much ruined. Right? And you think about these things and you keep on holding on to the memories of the past, holding on to the memories again of the hurt, holding on to the memories of that person and all those things. And we cannot continue to move forward if we keep on going backwards in time. It's just not going to work. It's not working, period. And that's why a lot of you still feel confused and frustrated and irritated. Like, why am I still here? Why am I still here? Why have I not moved forward? Because you still going to the past. You're still walking backwards. Okay. You're still walking backwards. It's just the craziest thing of what we're doing to ourselves. And we can't blame nobody, and we sure can't blame God. How about that there? We can't do that. Nope. We have a choice to make. And that's the thing we got to understand. We made the choice to allow ourselves to go back and focus on on the memories of what people did to you, or how they treated you, or what they done, you know, what they said to you and all those things. And you carry that venom for days, weeks, months, and years, you know, and you have not, you know, asked God to forgive you for that. You haven't asked God to heal your brokenness. You have not asked God to, you know, to heal the relationship that was lost, you know, between you and that individual, because you guys separated yourselves because of that, you know, because you keep constantly thinking about the past, you know. And then for some people, it may not even be a family issue. It's just the thing that you wish that you had one time and it was good for you, and you wish you had it again. And that could be relationships with somebody. You probably was in a romantic relationship with someone, and you know, and that person was a good person and all those things, but it just didn't work out as you had hoped, or you know, something happened where, you know, it separated you guys, and you had accused him, and you know, whatever, or he accused you, or whatever the case may be. And here it is, 20 some years, 30 some years later, you know, you, of course, you moved on with your life, they moved on with their life, and you have kids, or you married, or you divorced, or whatever, and that person is married, got kids, or divorced, or whatever, you know, and you just wish you had that love again. You wish you had that pure romance, you know, you wish you had that attention again, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of us sisters out there that are definitely wishing that they could go back in time and that year and that moment in time and just say, that was my year, that was the moment, that was the special time. Okay. And honestly, yeah, I mean, there was sweet memories and all of that, because the past, let me say something about the past. The past is not always full of trauma and a lot of hurt. There's some good moments, you know, good memories. Yes. But even with the good memories, we still got to be careful not to get entrapped in that thing, man. We can't continue to get lost in that, right? You know, it's still the past. There's nothing you can do about that anymore. Yeah, you could talk about it till you turn blue in the face, but there's nothing more you can do about it. Now you got to focus on the right now, and, you know, and embrace the moment at this present time, and thank God for where you are. Thank God that, you know, that you're not with those people anymore. Right. Thank God that, you know, that you're still alive and you are able to love better. than you used to 20 some years ago. Now you understand what true love is for some of you now. Because back then you didn't understand it. You knew love does exist, but you didn't quite understand it. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? But now here it is. You're older now. You're wiser now. You have been through some things and God has revealed himself to you. And now you understand his love. You understand who God is because God is love, right? You know who he is. You know what love is. And yes, it was not easy for some of y'all. You know, it had to take a minute for you to really release all of that hurt and that pain and that bitterness and everything out your heart. But you know, one day God had delivered you. He gave you a new heart. And now you are living life and you loving life and all those things because it's by the grace of God, right? And so you don't dwell on the past like you used to. You may go back for just 1 minute, but then you jump out from that and you go ahead and focus right on the now, right? But I know there's a lot of you out there that are living in the moment. You're living in the past. You're living in the memory, whether it's good or bad. And it is really slowing the process. It's slowing you down. Because there's a lot of you that really wants to move ahead. You know, you want to do things. You want to accelerate in some things, right? And, you know, the enemy is great. And I'm just keeping this true. The enemy, that's what this is his job, honestly. He's good at, you know, distracting you, keeping you distracted, keeping you off your game. See, if he does that, because he doesn't want you to accelerate to your destiny. He doesn't want you to get to that next level. He's afraid of your destiny. He's afraid of that power, man. You know, and he will do whatever means necessary to keep you off track, right? So, yes, you got to take your eyes off the hurt. You got to take your eyes off the pain, and you definitely got to take your eyes off yourself. Oh, my gosh. Yes, yes, yes. Because it's all about me, 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 me. You know, we put ourselves right in the center, honey. Okay, that's what that self-centeredness is all about. We focus on ourselves. We focus on the woe is me. We focus on, oh, I've been hurt. We focus on nobody loves me. Oh, I'm all alone and nobody cares. Nobody understands. And all these crazy things and whatnot, right? And let me tell you something. God cares. God loves you. You're not alone, right? You will never be. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You are the apple of my, you're the apple of my eye. You are my child. You know how much he loves you. If you don't, you better know. You need to know. You better learn how to know. You better understand. That's why you need to take your eyes off yourself and put your eyes and focus on his word so you can know who you are through him, right? In him, right? And it's so important, ladies, that we don't get lost in our own misery, you know. we get so caught up in that, man. And I get it. We all been hurt. All of us have. We all gone through some trials. We all going through that. Each of us have a season of challenges, and some are not as good as others. Some has really left a scar in our hearts or what have you. And yet we still fighting that. We're still dealing with that, right? There's people who are in their 40s and 50s and they still, you know, going back in time again with the past, you know, over 20 some years ago. It's amazing how people are still clinging to the memories of what caused so much pain, but yet they want to be happy, yet they want to be free. You know, they want to be, you know, they want to live, but yet they still, again, that tug of war, you know, they still holding on to the memories of what happened. You know, I can't forgive them for what they did to me. I can't forgive them for what they did to my family yet. But yet you still want to be happy, though. That would never happen. That would never happen. I'm sorry to tell you, because as soon as you see that person, as soon as that person comes into your face, then you come in front of you in your direction or what have you, it's going to change you. You know, you won't associate with that person. You know, it's just going to change your whole mood. It's going to change your whole demeanor. And not only does it affect you, baby doll, but it affects people in your life. It affects your household. It affects your family. It affects your children. It affects your marriage. It affects your relationship. It affects your job. It does. It really does. Because your mood has shifted. right? Because of what that one person or persons have done or said to you, right? And you just start thinking about it and you just like, oh man, you know, I'm sick of them. I don't have nothing to do with them. They hurted me so much. And, you know, and I'm tired of being the victim, and I'm tired of being rejected, and they always rejected me, and this, that, they don't care for me, and this, that. Me. Again. You know what I'm saying? And I know, because I've been there too. But this is what I'm saying. You cannot continue to carry that venom and expect a change. Yeah, the change is going to happen, but it's not going to be what you think. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. And it's going to put you deep in a dark hole, right? It's going to make you, it's going to have you feeling really cold hearted, I would say. You know, you won't be attractive anymore. Oh, wow. You won't be attractive anymore. And I'm not talking about the physicalness of that. I'm talking about your heart, right? I'm talking about your heart. If you want to attract people, right, then you need to get delivered from the darkness of what you have been consuming in your heart for such a long, long time. Take your eyes off yourself, honey. Come through. Now, I get it. Of course, you know, you look at yourself, make sure you groom well and all that stuff. That's fine. But, you know, stop focusing. Stop like, oh, well, nobody understands me. Nobody cares for me. Nobody loves me. You know, I've done this. I've done that for everybody. I sacrificed this. I sacrificed that. And nobody appreciate what I did. And nobody cares what I do. And this, that, or whatever. Well, how come that person is getting all the limelight? And here I am. I studied for it. I went to school for it. And this, that, whatever. But yet nobody has called me. And this, that, whatever. They don't want to have anything to do with me. This, that, whatever. Oh, my God. Do you see how annoying that sounds? Oh my goodness, that is just so annoying. It really is, because you only focus in on yourself. And I'm telling you, that is such a turnoff. That is such a turnoff, beloved. Okay? I'm not tripping on you anything. But if this is you, then you definitely need God to help you. You need God to deliver you, man. You need God to give you a whole new set of lens, right? So you can start seeing things from his perspective versus seeing things from your perspective or the worldly perspective, right? Take your eyes off yourself, but put your eyes on the healer. Put your eyes on the promises of God. Put your eyes on his word. That's what we need to do on a daily basis. Not when we're going through some challenges or when things don't feel good and all of that. But even when things are great, even when days are smooth and easy and you chillaxing up in your room or whatever, you know, that's, we still supposed to put our minds and our focus on the word of God, the promises of God, and God's provision, you know, and knowing who God is. He's the great I am. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's sovereign. He's everywhere, right? And that's what it's all about, being grateful comes along, right? Not just for Thanksgiving, but just being grateful every day. Every day, I would say, is Thanksgiving, right? Because you wake up in the morning, you give thanks for God waking you up. You give thanks that you are able to breathe, that he's breathing life in you. You give thanks because you are able to get up out your bed and walk to your bathroom and shower and brush your teeth, wash your face, put makeup on, comb your hair. You giving thanks. You know what I'm saying? So if you take your eyes off the issues and off the drama and all and the haters out there and even yourself, girlfriend, let me tell you something. Your light will shine. You would start become attractive to people, right? You know, God is in you. So people will be drawn to you. They'll be drawn to your words. They'll be drawn to, you know, to your presence. And you ain't even trying. You ain't even trying hard to get people to like you or the people to notice you, right? You just walking in freely. walking in freely in that room, you know, or you coming on your social media platform and you just have a nice smile and you just looking nice, but people notice something different about you and you ain't even said a mumbling word yet, but they notice something different about you though. And that's God. That's God's light. That's God's light shining through you, baby, because you have made a decision. I'm taking off these outdated lens that I've been wearing for so many years. And I decide to get a prescription that is filled with God's love. Okay. That is filled with the anointing. Okay. So I can see what God sees. Right, that I can see what he sees in me, what he sees in my future, because God wants to reveal some things about what he has for your life. Come on, he wants to show you some things. He wants to tell you some things, but it's not going to happen while you are caught up in the moment and caught up in your feelings and caught up in the destruction of what took place in your life. God ain't even thinking about that. No, you know what I'm saying? He's not thinking about that, but you are. You are. And it's time for you to take your eyes off of all of that drama. Take your eyes off of all of that craziness. You're wasting too much time. You're wasting too much time. Every day that God allows us to see is very precious and is very, very valuable. And we have seen how this pandemic has taken and snuffed people's life out of here so quickly. Some people who were healthy, completely healthy, and they are not here no more due to the pandemic, due to that COVID-19, right? And here we are. God has spared us. He has healed us. He has delivered us. And yet we still tripping. We still going over to, you know, going back in time, reflecting on the hurt and the pain, reflecting on what people been doing and how they've been treating us and this, that, or whatever. And I'm telling you, man, you are allowing the enemy to come on in, because he only needs just a little space to get in and start wreaking havoc in your life, right? Because again, he does not want you to accelerate to your destiny. And if you're ready to see your destiny, if you're ready to make God willing 2021 the best year ever for you, then this is the moment right now for you to go ahead and say, Lord, deliver me. I need you now. That's your prayer right there. You don't have to go no deep dialogue conversation. Just say, Lord, I need you. I need deliverance right now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, beloved, watch how God starts to move things around and he starts to change some things for you. And watch, you're going to start looking at those issues. It won't even faze you that much no more, right? It won't even raise hairs in the back of your neck. You know how people will get on your nerves and they just irritate you so bad or whatever. After a while, that ain't going to faze you no more. Their behaviors, their tactics, their little schemes or whatever they do ain't going to faze you no more, boo. Because you finally gave it all to God and you allow him. You finally release the end of that rope, that tug of war, that rope. You finally released it and say, God, take it completely. I'm done with it. Besides, I was getting rope burns on my hands because I kept pulling back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. No, I don't want no more of that. Okay, I'm releasing that to you now. Right. So in exchange, you will give me your peace and joy and happiness, right? And I can embrace your love and I can showcase your love on a daily basis, right? So take your eyes off your hurt. Take your eyes off the past and take your eyes off yourself, right? And instead, focus on the wonders of God, the love of God, the promises of God, the promises of his word. Get into his word, guys, and allow his word to minister to you and to direct your path every single day. So I hope this blessed you. I hope this came right on time for you guys. I am done. Right? And I pray, guys, that, you know, that this really have you to start looking at yourself for a minute. Just for a minute. Just for a minute. Hello. I know what I said about taking eyes yourself, but just look at yourself just for that minute and say, Lord, forgive me. You know, I repent. I repent of my behavior. I repent of my actions. I repent of my words. I repent of my negative thoughts. The stinking thinking, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's something we got to do every day. We got to do a self-evaluation. We got to examine ourselves, you know, try to make that a daily habit, you know, and say, God, thank you for delivering me from myself. Okay. And help me to focus on you, you know, focus on your goodness. Come on, somebody. And I'm telling you, you will start seeing things happening, you know, in your life and in your family and your household and your businesses and your finances and you being a blessing to somebody else too, man. Oh, my goodness. The wonderful things that God has, you know, set up for our lives. It's just astounding, man. And he wants us to truly enjoy it. Abundantly, more abundantly while here on this earth. So don't waste another day, you know, get distracted over what you cannot control. Okay. Don't get distracted over people's behavior because you can't control that. Come on, somebody. You can't control that, but God can. Come on. Right? So, okay, we're going to close with a prayer, guys, but I hope you guys have a phenomenal day or evening, and I will definitely connect with you very, very soon. So, God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this platform. I pray that this has been a true blessing to all of those who are listening to the sound of my voice right now, oh God. I pray that this has been an eye-opener for a lot of people who have been holding on to some issues, some great, some small, but either way, it's been an issue, and it has been a blockage. So God, help us to keep our eyes off of ourselves, off our hurt, off our past, but that we put our focus constantly on you, on your word, on what you have done, what you continue to do, and what you will continue to do. Help us, oh Lord, to realize that you are sovereign and you have everything all under control and that you are everywhere, right? And you are fully aware of what we are going through, what we are experiencing right now. Help us, oh God, to just to trust you completely and not to lean on our own understanding, not to lean on our own hurts or our setbacks or our failures, but God, but just help us to look towards you, to look at you, to speak to you, to talk to you, to minister with you, oh God. Teach us, oh Lord, to love your love, oh God, not the world's kind of love, but your love. The love that surpasses all understanding, that love that never dies, that love that doesn't fluctuate, that love that is consistent all the time through the good and the bad. Help us, oh Lord, to love that way as well. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.